This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
B. Scott, this is a big time of year for the Texans in a roster building standpoint. From a roster building standpoint, now this is a beautiful thing with the Texans. Is if we sat down right now, I'm not real big into guessing rosters here. Who's going to make the roster? Who's not? How many of this position do they keep? How many do they don't? I'm not real big into that. But the overall point is 2 years ago. I mean, I think you probably had about 30% of the roster that you could that was just locks to make it. Right now, I bet you got 80 to 85%, maybe even more, of this roster, yeah. which points directly to just the health of the organization, to you know how stable the organization, the team, the roster is, and how well D'Amico and Nick have built this thing. There is no doubt. You know, we'll whatever decisions they make, you know, we pick them apart and we break bread and create content, and that's what we do here. But when you look at it big picture, this roster is second to none. I mean, this roster through and through is second to none. Boy, if you take a couple of injuries out of the mix, if you got Joe Mixon on the offensive side of the football, if you keep Brevin Jordan healthy on the offensive side of the football, if you keep C.J. Gardner-Johnson healthy and you've got Ward coming in there, and if you can get Christian Harris healthy and you can get what's my man that was with the D.N.D. tackle that was with the Titans that came over last year?
Oh, Autry, D'Nico Autry. Yeah.
You get D'Nico Autry healthy. You get some of those interior guys healthy. I mean, good gosh, this roster is stacked. I mean, it is – I bet it's closer to 95%.
Yeah,
that you can lock guys up. There's very little room for decisions and competition to make the minds up of this group, whether a guy makes a team or not. But with all that said, I do think we're going to see some quality play from particularly our depth guys this week, and there are some competitions going on. But the week two in the preseason, typically we see some starters play. So on that front, we've talked about competition, position battles, roster spots. If the starters play tomorrow, what do you hope to see? What do you hope to know Sunday, B. Scott, about the Texans that you don't know right now as we sit?
I'm going to answer your question, but just listening to you talk did get me thinking about the potential of, because D'Nico Autry's been hurt and we haven't seen him, but the potential of a pass rushing situation of Daryl Taylor, D'Nico Autry inside, and then them lining up Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson together on the other side. like put a pin in that. That's not nothing to watch out for tomorrow. I'll get to that in just a second. But put a pin in that as like a potential thing, right, as a pass rushing just boss type of situation.
Well,
that could present itself.
You saw the DeNico Autry, Will Anderson to one side at a joint practice yesterday that got you.
Or do you have Daniil?
What did I say? DeNico?
DeNico Autry.
I meant Daniil.
But even that would be scary.
Right.
Either one would be scary. But yeah, all of that though. So that is just something. And I did see that yesterday. Got me intrigued. I even asked Will about it. But just something to think about. As far as this game goes, to answer your question, I think it's pretty obvious, man. Like it's pretty obvious and clear of what the priority should be from a team watching, observing standpoint, and that is, how does CJ Stroud, and then also by extension as a part of that, how does CJ Stroud and how does the, as close to as we can see it and view it, first string offensive line look in this new offense with CJ Stroud, right? So we've seen the offense. We've seen it look fairly good on its first drive, okay, with Davis Mills in that first preseason game. So I feel like that gave people enough of a good feeling about the offense overall. But the thing that we haven't seen, to your question, what's something that you want to see and feel good about or learn that you don't know today or going into the game? We have not seen CJ Stroud in this offense. You and I have seen it. We've watched practice. The fans that have been fortunate enough to go to practices have seen a practice version. Hell, the fans were out there yesterday for the joint practice. So we've seen a little bit of it. But what does it look like under the lights in a real game scenario? I know it's a game that doesn't count, but if they're going to play their first string, if they're going to play their starters, that means they're going to be really trying at least for that portion of the game. What does that look like? I think that's the big question for the Texans going into the season, and this is going to be our first taste of it. I would like to come away from the game.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Team feeling something and hopefully feeling good about how CJ Stroud and of course this offensive line, the first string offensive line, whatever is going to be tasked with protecting CJ Stroud, how they look under this new newly made offense under Nick Caley.
Yeah, I got three things for you, B. Scott. I'm going to start one very similar to what you said, and I'm going to go specifically interior O-line play. Everybody that I'm going to mention right now, we've never seen play football in a Texans uniform, with the exception of last week if they played a little bit in the preseason, right? The interior offensive line, it looks like what we're looking at is Ed Ingram, Jake Andrews, and Alaykin Tomlinson interior offensive line.
That's from right to left.
From right to left, yes. those are all guys that we have not seen in a Texans uniform play again, unless, and I think Ed and Jake may have played a little bit last week. Anyway.
But not with C.J. Stroud.
Right. Point being is, if those three guys can shore up the pass protection and give C.J. Stroud somewhere to push up in the pocket, give C.J. Stroud good vision, and give him the ability to step into his throws and finish his throws and somewhere to escape to that protection, that is going to go a country mile for the Texans this year. And I know if it does happen, everybody's going to say, well, it's vanilla and it's just a preseason game. That's a step in the right direction. Trust me, we watched vanilla preseason-type level players and play get home to C.J. Stroud last year during the regular season. So the interior O-line play, particularly guys that we've never seen play extensively in a Texans uniform, and can they give C.J. Stroud? It'd be real easy for us all to see. Is C.J. Stroud able to drop back, and even if he's pressured, slide up into the pocket and even scramble, or slide up into pocket and make throws? Does he have room? And it all starts on the interior O-line play. Secondly, I'm going to go with the Iowa State wide receivers. We know these two guys are going to make the team. Xavier Hutchinson, I think, is going to make the team, but I'm not worried about him. The two rookies from Iowa State are the two guys that we have seen very little of in a game situation. And I want to see what these guys are made of. I want to see these guys go make plays. I've seen Jalen Knoll make a bunch of plays in camp. I want to see if he can do it in a game. We've seen Higgins make big boy, big time highlight reel plays in training camp and mini camp. Can he do it in a game? What are the Iowa State wide receivers all about? And then third for me is I've been on this kid's, I've been on his train for a while now. The kid out of USC, the corner out of USC.
Oh, Jalen
Smith. Jalen Smith. He's one that he got a little run last week, but I'm not looking for him to get run. I'm looking for him to make plays. Those three guys right there, those three areas or players specifically, are guys that could change the game for the Texans this week. And I want to see all of them. I'd love to, but at least one or two of those come out knowing a little bit more about than I do right now.
Man, it would be so huge if Jalen Smith could add to your cornerback depth.
Game changer.
Like it's the thing that I know we talk about quite a bit, but still maybe doesn't get enough attention, is how thin they are outside of those top end guys. That being Derek Stingley Jr. and Kamari Lassiter. Like after that, there are guys that you heard of and guys that have been around on the team before. Tremont Smith and D'Angelo Ross, and like they got guys that we've heard of. But how confident are you really in the depth of that position? If Jalen Smith can show you something, that would be huge. I think that interior offensive line, just to get specific on the offense, I know I mentioned them, but you did a great job there of like specifically pointing out where the holes have been, right? Like they have had procedural issues at tackle, but Laremy Tunsil was their best offensive lineman by a country mile. The issues, the talent issues, the communication issues, all of that seemed to rear its ugly head on the interior. That was the part going into the offseason we said that they needed to address and fix. Now, they did address it. The question now becomes, did they fix it? I don't think we're going to know that for sure based off of this game, but we will get some insight into it going into this game or after this game.
Well, we can damn sure get a peek at Ed Ingram, who in the advanced stats world is not a good pass protector. We can get a good look at Jake Andrews, who obviously was released by the Patriots and picked up by Houston, and immediately the start and center kind of deal. Like those are all, hey man, let's see it. Let's see rubber meet the road and see what these guys are all about. And I think Lakin Tomlinson, if he does play, I think he's a guy that DeMeco knew exactly who the hell he was bringing in here.
I want to see
what DeMeco saw in him to bring him in here and be the answer. So yeah. I think we can get some answers in a quarter of play, or maybe even a half of play from the starters, and hopefully C.J. Stroud's involved in that. T-Mill, we got some best bets, baby. Let's wrap this. Let's put a bow on this thing on a beautiful Friday afternoon.
Yes, sir. We can do so in a pretty cool fashion, but it's going to take a lot. First 3 days this week weren't great, weren't awful. We hit the green last night on a Thursday, and now with these Friday picks, if I give you six, which I'm going to do, if we hit all six of these, we need a perfect Friday night. We will have a profitable week.
No pressure.
60%.
No pressure.
I never feel it anyway, Dirty.
I hear.
But here we go. Six bets for you, up from five. First, three of these are Astros related, by the way. First, Red Sox. First five money line. First five innings money line as they are hosting the Marlins. I got the odds at minus 145. Next, Been betting a lot on this series and winning a lot on this series. Diamondbacks and Rockies, I believe this is their series finale. I am under, big number for first five innings, under 6.5 runs in the first five innings of this one. Now, they eclipsed that yesterday, but I don't think they'll do it twice in a row. Angels at A's. Just very piss-poor baseball squads you find in the AL West. Angels at A's, under 10.5 runs. Those bats ain't that good. Here are your Astros bets. Three of them. For Amber Knight, so I'm on the Astros minus one run for game one against the Orioles. I'm on the over tonight over at Daikin Park, which is set at 7.5. Astros O's over 7.5. Lastly, a frequent one, the GOAT, Altuve. Over 1.5 total bases. He's your leadoff man tonight. Puts one in the seats first inning. You win some money. Those are your six best bets. Y'all tell me what you like or what you hate.
Oh, man, I like that Altuve bet. That's the one that is that's going to intrigue me the most. I'm not mad at your money line bet on the Red Sox. And then anything that you do that is anti-Rockies, like you're betting against the Rockies is what I heard.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with that as well.
Yeah, I like betting. The problem with that Rockies bet is I'm not sure the Rockies don't give up seven in the first inning. So that's the scary part with them.
Yeah. I think the D-backs scored three or four in the first inning yesterday. But I'm telling you tonight.
I like the three Astros bets, T. I think you got a chance, baby. Six for six? You go six for six tonight. I'm calling you tomorrow, and I'm getting on that train this weekend, baby.
Let's go.
All right, that is T Mills best bets, baby. Check them out on Twitter if you missed them. T Mill at T Mill Real Deal. Give him a follow, baby. Stay plugged in. T Mill keeps it interesting on them socials now. For me, my man B Scott, my boy T Mill, for Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610 Houston. We love you, baby. A lovely day. Exactly where I'm going.
You're going to be able to say my girl. Yes.
Yeah.
Just interject real quick, too, to that, Clint. Hannah, our guy Ron, the show Hughley, just texted in a minute ago. He wanted me to pass along to you that he is very drunk right now, but he is also a humongous supporter and loves the Lady Flag football going on.
There you go.
Tell Ron he's not here, so he doesn't get input.
Great response.
He doesn't get mentioned.
Does this count as us being on your show? Always seems to know the way.
I'm drunk, I guess.
Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.